All right. Well, Kevin Barker, if I had told you that Jose Berríos, who'd won 7 in a row coming into tonight, would pitch reasonably well against Tampa Bay, you probably wouldn't be surprised. If I told you that the Jays wouldn't be able to hit against Tampa Bay, you probably wouldn't be surprised. And I know for certain that if I told you that the only run Jose Berríos gave up would come in a home run, you definitely wouldn't have been surprised. Terrific outing by Jose Berríos. The Jays lose 1-0. Kevin, Jose Berríos has now allowed 30 home runs this year.
Yeah, it's a lot. Look, when you're a spin it first guy, right? I mean, sort of, I think the evolution of what he's been trying to do all season, right? We know what the sort of mechanical changes he's tried to fix, right? Just staying centered and staying more direct to where he wants the ball to end up. Tonight, the fastballs were good. They were in the zone a bunch. He was throwing his slurve a little bit harder. You could tell it was sort of on point with the grip and the extension because the spin rate went up. When that velocity's up, means it tunnels longer. When the spin rate's up, means it breaks more. You know, the homer he gave up, he set it up exactly the way he wanted to. He got a changeup down and away, and then he's trying to backfoot the slider to the lefty, and he hung it. He just didn't get it out there and spin it the way he wanted to spin it. But, you know, again, I think you got to flip it back around, Jeff, to the at-bats against the lefty. I mean, it's just – I just don't know how, if you're somebody in this organization that makes decisions, how you can look up there and see these consistent at-bats that look the way they look against pitching that, quite frankly, should never get away with how they're pitching to the Blue Jays. It's just got to get you chapped till no end. And hopefully you got to go out and do something about it. So, you know, it's not so much about Berríos giving up homers. It is just the lack of quality at bat after quality at bat. I mean, they were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Again, it's just like dudes sometimes look like they've never held a bat with a dude standing at second. I mean, it's either they overthink it or they're not ready to hit. It's either or. Right. You know, Cecil Cooper told me early in counts, you got to be ready to hit the old good old number one to the big part of the field the other way. When's the last time you saw one of these hitters take a fastball middle away and hit it either to right center or left center? I can't remember a time. So, yeah, I mean, just sort of adds to the mix of where it just keeps eye popping you. Pitching's there. It's just, can they go out and fix the hitting and have it catch up? And if you do, I mean, you start to run a couple of dudes out there who spin it, right? Burr, that slider he threw tonight, what, he threw 8 of those. He had 5 whiffs. He had 7 swings on it. I mean, that thing's decent, right? You could see him playing next year in the 6th or 7th inning. Like, they got quite a few guys down there in the 6th and 7th inning that, you know, can come in and spin it if they pocket it the right way. It's just, again, like when you watch this team, it's the starter gives them a chance. The lineup, for whatever reason, can't take what the pitcher gives them, and they lose games that, quite frankly, they should always, if not most of the time, be winning.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. 590-590 is the text line. It is Blue Jays Talk with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. The Jays losing to the Rays 1-0 in the first of a 3-game series, the final road series of the season for the Blue Jays. They are 73-81 now. And, Kevin, that means that the best they can finish is 81-81. So your dream of 82-80, gone.
Huh. Wishful thinking.
At a time when teams might make the playoffs with 84 wins.
Just stay hot. I mean, don't punt on your pen in the middle of the season. That probably helps.
That's generally good. There was a little bit of news before the game today. I suppose this qualifies as news. Bo Bichette will go and see a hand specialist in Arizona on Monday. Will Wagner had his knee surgery. And Dalton Varsho is expected to have rotator cuff surgery, or will have rotator cuff surgery next week. As you know, John Schneider said on Blair and Barker earlier today, they're not saying that they don't expect Dalton Varsho to be ready for spring training. They're holding out hope that he might be. But I think, as John said, we'll have a better idea, or rather they will have a better idea once the calendar turns, once they're into January and they get a sense of where Dalton is.
That just means they need a surprise from one of them other dudes, right? I mean, they got
at least a start
there to play the outfield. Yeah. Absolutely, right? I mean, you can't have a plethora of superstars. Every once in a while, you got to have a surprise. So hopefully they get one of them.
What'd you think of Jonathan Clase? First time we've had a chance to see him.
Yeah, look, he's fast. Like, I think that's the one thing, right? I mean, you know, the sliding at second base and sliding over the bags, no excuse for that. You're a big leaguer. Like, you're in the big leagues. How many times you stole a base? Like, you can't have that happen because of whatever you're wearing on your hand. So, you know, hopefully you make adjustments to that. You slide earlier. I don't know. Whatever you do, you have
See,
to
I
do
thought
it.
He might have thought – I thought he might have thought that the ball got by him the way he reacted, because he appeared to look and then go.
I mean, he's done that a bunch of times, I would assume. You know, sometimes it's just, again, it's – look, I think offensively – You know, he's looks to me like a work in progress when it just comes to who is he, right? Is he a fastball guy? Is he going to, you know, fight off the fastball to look spin? Like, you know, does he have slider bat speed? Can he hit good velocity? I know the 0-2 hit he got was on a fastball in. Like, you know, it looks like maybe occasionally if he's looking for it, if he can refine his sort of his windows that he's trying to attack. And you know, I think that's whenever I talked to John about him a couple of weeks ago, he said that's the one thing that he had noticed when he was watching video is he chases a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you chase at the minor league level at this level because of the way they tunnel it and they spin it a lot, that will be the one thing, right, is how much does he chase and can he just sort of shorten up? Again, it's early. I mean, that's his first game. I know he's fast. I mean, I like fast. Like,
I know
you know, that, the, yeah. That's good, right? You put pressure on defenses. Like, even when you get picked off, you decide to go because of how bad they are at holding runners anymore. That's a weapon, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how do you use him? Does it warrant keeping him on a team just to do that part of it, right? Late inning defense, late inning pitch running. Look, that's sort of what I think they're going to have to find out, because his look to me like, anyway, at least who I've talked to and what you saw in the first game, offensively is pretty far behind everything else. Ask yourself, will it catch up? That's the thing you got to figure out. And if your answer is yes, and you know, you have a little time, you can put him in the big leagues and let him try and figure it out. That's the issue, right? Is probably ain't going to find it out the next 8 games. And going into next season, you just don't have time to let him figure it out. So, yeah, it's a work in progress. But, boy, you do like the speed, man. It is – don't grow on trees, and speed don't slump. So,
416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590, 590-590 is the text line. Matt in Vancouver, you're on Blue Jays Talk. What's up, Matt?
Hey, fellas. Thought I'd chime in a bit on Bo Bichette, and I just wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not trying to change other people's opinion about Bo. I know there have been a few criticisms levied at him, but I just think, you know, it's really difficult to be a 300 hitter every year. Like, that's his big numbers batting average. But, you know, as far as his attitude, some people think that's a problem. But I don't think it's his job to just smile every time, because it's not really his personality. You know, I like his no BS quick answer. You know, he's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like Mona Lisa's smile. And, you know, I think that's kind of charming, right? He's just like, he's honest, but he's just like quick, you know, he just gets to the point. So, it's totally his choice if he doesn't want to always have the microphone in his face. I can totally get that. You know, what we're after is just the results on the field. And I just thought I'd leave you with my biggest fear is that, you know, we haven't even seen a ceiling yet, I don't think. I think, you know, eventually the day and time will come where he's playing for another team and he's just going to go off, right? He's probably hasn't even hit the most home runs he's going to hit in his life, right? So he's got a ceiling to hit, and we'll be looking at it back as Blue Jays fans and just think, like, it's kind of too bad we couldn't have it. But, yeah, that's just what I thought I'd leave you with.
Yeah, no, listen, I appreciate the call. I mean, he's very much, in his dealings with the media, he's very much the way his dad was as a player. His dad was no holds barred. You know, he was a little more expansive, I would say, than Bo, but it was a different time too. The relationship between media and players was different. There weren't as many, there weren't as many cameras around. A lot of it was print media, so you could sit and talk with a guy for 20 minutes after a game. Bo reminds me a lot of what his dad was like as a player, and you know, I have to guard against this, Kevin. I keep saying that I'm not a fan of trying to interpret body language, and then it seems to me I spend a lot of time trying to interpret body language, and it's just, it's dangerous. Guys are wired differently. you know, some guys don't want to dance up and down in the dugout. Some guys do. I think, though, that what I think what sometimes we tend to misread with Bo is I just think he's really serious. I think he's really serious. There's a little bit of a guy who used to play for the Chicago Blackhawks, Jonathan Toews. There's a little bit of that in him, just serious. And, you know, if that's the way he's wired, that's the way he's wired.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it sounds to me like he was under the impression they were going to get more in here to help. Like that, I think, and I'm with you. I think he is a win first guy. Right?
Absolutely.
I don't think he always thinks about hitting 300. It is, you know, he's okay to give himself up to move a runner if there's a dude behind him that can get it done. It's that kind of thing, right? And you do your job, I'm going to do mine. And I can understand what the caller feels. You know, I sort of feel the same way, mm-hmm. but you can understand other people the way they feel, that it's okay to act that way if you're raking. If you ain't raking and you look sort of the way he's looked when he's healthy and he's on the field, then people are going to poke and prod at that and they're going to go, well,
you but see, look. Wouldn't you rather okay, I would rather have that than, I mean, you know, we got to, not us, but people have to figure out what they want. They don't like Vladdy when he's laughing with people at first base and he's scuffling. That bothers them. They don't like Bo when he's, you know, angry on the field when he's scuffling. You can't have it, you know, you can't have it both ways. I mean, they're two completely different guys. I'm completely comfortable with that. You know, I'm completely comfortable with that. And I think that I don't know what people have this idea that everybody fits a cookie cutter mold, and it's just not the case. It's not the case.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's the way, you know, the way he's been when somebody has stuck a microphone in his face, and, you know, the way the trade deadline thing happened, you know, how he felt
one interview
about getting traded and all it is. But again, it's again, like, yeah, people have their own opinions. I mean, people that buy the tickets to go watch the game can feel the way they want to feel, and people will accept a lot of things when you're raking. Like, nobody gives a crap about that jacket that Vladdy wears.
Oh, that.
You want to know why? Because he's getting that foot down and getting it singing. Nobody gives a crap. So,
oh, yeah, there are still
people. It'll be the same way with Bo.
There are still people that don't like the jacket. That don't like the jacket because they don't think it's professional. Like, you know, the Detroit Tigers walking around with stacks of pizza on a stick whenever
that's
they hit a
cool,
home run, or the Minnesota Twins. No, it's not. Or the Minnesota. I mean, they're sponsored by a pizza company. That's product placement.
Is it?
Yeah. It's product
on
for what pizza do you think? You think it's Pizza Hut pizza? No, it's
what is it?
You know, the company that runs Detroit, basically.
What is the pizza place?
I'm not going to say it on air. Buy an ad if they want. 416-870-0590. It's a pizza. Star 591-888-666. What?
I don't know why you're getting excited.
Well, I'm not getting excited.
You like the jacket now?
I'm okay. I don't care. I'm okay with it.
I don't care.
The only thing I didn't like about the jacket, and I was very clear about this, I didn't like the manager and the coaches.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Hanging the jacket. That is
that
dumb.
Manager's not here anymore.
That
so
was,
that's dumb.
That was minor league, not
exactly.
Ready for primetime stuff.
There it is.
That's
boy,
the only thing
that.
I didn't like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, Barker.
Boy, you nailed that.
1-0, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays are 73-81.
Man.
500's the best they can do.
It just rolls off your tongue, don't it?
Well, it kind of does, yeah.
Sometimes you earn it, Jeff.
Absolutely. 1-0, the Rays have beaten the Jays. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. 590-590 is a text line. We'll take a break. Come back for more. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Yeah, Class A, I mean, we want him to run, and speed was evident on that play. You know, kind of just momentum took him over the bag. But, yeah, you know, you want guys to use their tools there, and you know, Ernie's been awesome. You know, that's a weird play, you know, with kind of a jam shot and Kirky running, but we're not in the spot we were without Ernie playing defense and the way he was swinging the bat tonight. So, yeah, aggressive mistakes happen, and you learn from it and move on.
That is John Schneider, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, 1-0 losers to the Tampa Bay Rays. I wanted to ask you about the play with Ernie Clement. play was right in front of him, the third baseman. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking the third baseman knows that Kirky's running. I'm just assuming he's going to throw the ball to first base. What did you see in that play?
Yeah, there's a difference between being aggressive and dumb. That was on the dumb side for me. Plays right in front of you in scoring position because you're fast and you're a good base runner. And you know your team has a tough time scoring runs a lot of the times. Why do it? Like, it's plays right in front of you. I must have been one of them dudes that couldn't make mistakes like that, because if I did, I either didn't play again or I got sent down. Like, I get it. Ernie's been a good player, and he's, you know, opened some eyes, and he'll be a part of this team probably going forward into next year. But, man alive, like, that's the things, right? You want to be a contender. You want to be good teams. Clean that stuff up. God love John, because he's been taken up for his team all year. But, man alive, that plays right in front of you, man. Like, you got to know the situation. You got to know the outs. You got to know where the play is and what you're trying to do and what kind of player you are. For me, at that level, as long as Ernie's been in the big leagues, there's no excuse for it. How was that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I could have gone either way on it. That's why I wanted to ask you, because I thought it was. I don't even know if it was aggressive. It's just, to me, it's Ernie thinking he's gonna throw.
Let me
I
ask
think it's
you
a good
question.
Play by the third baseman. I think you're gonna throw Kirk.
Let me ask you a question. Was he safe or out?
He was out. It's at the bat.
There you go. You just answered your question. You're long winded trying to take up for Ernie because he's a nice dude and he's been around.
Yeah, I'm not taking up for
That's
Ernie.
That's what it is.
Oh, BS.
Every once in a while, you see Ernie after he got tagged out, how he felt about himself. Wasn't
yeah, he did
very
not
good,
feel
was
good.
It? Well, there you go. Bing, bang, boom. It's not rocket science here. Okay. Well, I got me fired up by some base running, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you're.
Well, that's how I stayed in the big leagues. I either did it the right way or I wasn't there. It was pretty cut and dry for me. So, yeah, I mean, you think it through before it actually happens. It's baseball 101. And again, when you're not winning baseball games, what was the record? 73 and whatever.
Mm. I just want to take a quick look around baseball. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Detroit Tigers 7-1 tonight. This is a big, big series for both teams.
Maybe that Santander walk-off the night before, maybe that caught a little fire.
Could have caught a little fire. The Twins and the Red Sox are tied at one apiece. The Phillies have put the boots to the New York Mets. You'll like this, Kevin. The Mets had a team meeting today.
For what?
Just to let. So the manager and the president of the team can let the team know that they're okay.
That's not real. You made that up.
No. Yeah, well, just to let them know, guys, we haven't got Francisco Lindor, but we're okay. The Mets apparently lead the league in team meetings. I'll tell you what I'd love to do. If I'd known that, I'd have texted Gibby. I would have said, get your ass in that meeting and break it up. I wonder how that went over with Gibby. Yeah. I wonder if Gibby spoke in that meeting.
You're 35-1 in your last 36 games. You're having a team meeting. Stay hot.
Yeah. I've got to think. I got to think.
What's happened?
I got to think that Gibby's like.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him about that. I will
we
ask
should.
Him about it.
We should get him on again.
So there you go. The Giants were leading Kansas City 2-0. So, I mean, all this stuff is going on. But, yeah, that Orioles-Tigers series. Boy, if Minnesota loses that game to Boston tonight, I mean, it's just, I don't know. The Twins are,
I mean, their bullpen's been bad. Right, they did get Correa back tonight. I think it was,
yes.
That's going to help, right? Defensively,
yeah.
And sort of the moment, right? When he comes up, it just seems like he's got an act for getting the big hit, making the play when he's supposed to. So I'm sure that'll help give him a little bit of boost, but man alive, right now, they ain't a lot of fun to watch, Jeff. So, you know, you get down to whenever it's like those teams that didn't quite frankly have a chance about 2 months ago. Is it really good for baseball? I think that's the question you got to ask yourself. And which team, I know which team you'd root for, but which team for real a baseball fan would root for? The Twinkies fans, their team, or the Tigers? I'm having a tough time with that.
I know I found it interesting when we had Jeff Passan on Blair and Barker today, and, you know, he made a point I hadn't really thought of. It's entirely possible that all six National League teams that make the playoffs are better than the American League teams.
Except the Astros,
he said. Yeah. But that is, yeah, and I went back and looked. I thought, you know, he may be right about that. You may be right about that.
Yeah, I think what his point is I think a lot of the teams in the National League have a way better chance of winning the World Series.
Yes,
than most of the teams in the American League. I mean, you can poke holes in the Yankees, you can poke holes in the Astros, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting. John Schneider, people notice that the Jays starting pitchers have had an awful lot of success on extra days right now. Now, part of that is because of the schedule. And it's something that I think we kind of talked about a little bit. You know, look, Kevin Gausman and Chris Bassett are going to be another year older next year. You know, mm-hmm. We saw some hiccups this year. Last year, they were very healthy. Last year, it was smooth sailing for the most part. This year, we saw some hiccups. So John Schneider was asked about, based on some of the success this organization's having right now by giving guys extra days. Is there a thought of maybe having an extra man in the rotation next year?
Just change the game a little bit, go 7-man rotation next year. We'll see. Seven. You know, I think where we are in the season, with, the date and all that kind of stuff, I think that it allows us to be, pretty open-minded to things like that. And we'll see how it works. But I don't think we're going to do anything earth-shattering going forward. But I think you talk to any pitcher around the league, they always appreciate an extra day.
Yeah, it is interesting because I'm sure the Jays are aware that that these guys are a year older. I don't think there's any necessarily a reason to panic. My first thought was 7-man rotation. It's like, well, let's just try to find a fifth starter first year, John, before
how
we start
that?
Looking at it. You know,
don't get crazy.
Yeah, don't get crazy now.
I mean, he just told you not a chance without telling you not a chance.
Yeah.
By saying 7-man rotation.
But I am going to say this. I think there's a spot for Ryan Yarbrough on this team next year. Now, Ryan Yarbrough is going to start, we believe. He's an option to start on Sunday. He is a free agent. I would have no problem bringing him back.
Well, I'd have something to do with cost, right? I mean, it depends on what they're going to do with their lineup and, what are you going to do with your bullpen. Like, your bullpen and your lineup more important than getting the extra starter. I think they got enough in the five spot that they can maneuver guys around. They can have openers. Like, they can do some things like the Tigers have done, right? When you have to, you do it. It's that kind of thing. And whenever you got a chance of giving an older guy an extra day just to have better extension and a little bit more fluidity in the windup. You saw that with Barrios tonight. Like, he looked like he's frisky. Mm-hmm. Had a little giddy up in his step, right? When you have giddy up, that means you have better extension and things are coming out harder. When they're coming out harder, they're staying in the zone longer. And when they stay in the zone longer, you get more people out a little bit more efficiently. So, yeah, I mean, this is, I think, more about the three guys than it is the other guys. I think that's the point, right?
Yeah, but again, it is, it has to be something. It's certainly going to be something in John Schneider's mind. It has to be. Not going with an extra starter, but the age of these guys.
Yeah, I would think John is going, because I have had conversations. Yeah, it'd be nice to have an extra couple of guys who can hit when it matters the most, and money at bats, and you score more runs, and that pitching will take care of itself, boy.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to manage the pitching when you have a bullpen
that you've got
a little bit of confidence in. And I think
they got a bunch of sixth and seventh inning guys. They ain't got no eighth and ninth inning guys. Take care of that eighth and ninth inning, and you get you a couple thumpers in here. And in that rotation, they'll grind through it enough. Like, they are hungry for the hunt. They all been talking about it, right? You're going to see our best when those games matter. And then when they start having to figure it out and overthrow and games don't matter, how do you attack it? Does the games really matter? Like, it's just too much to think about. So, you get them some games that matter. You get them a better lineup in here. You get them an eighth and ninth inning, guys. I mean, it's some heavy lifting, but you sort of backed yourself in the corner here. Like, this is what you've been handed. We'll see how important it is to them. Like, the rotation's been really good. Vladdy's top five hitter in baseball. You got some things to build around. Just the fact that, can you go out and pick the right guys to build around them? That's the thing.
And
hopefully they do, and it's better.
And for the first time in a while, they seem to have some minor league depth that you could put together to get to make a deal for perhaps a reliever.
There you go.
And that's one of the benefits, I guess, if you want to say, of what we saw at the trade deadline is just about everybody's getting a look here with the exception of Bloss, and it doesn't sound as if he'll be called up. Basically, everybody else is getting a look, and which means major league teams are getting a chance to look at them as well. 1-0, the Tampa Bay Rays have beaten the Toronto Blue Jays. They'll do it again tomorrow, second game of this three-game series, and the Jays are back home to wrap up the 2024 season. And we'll be along Monday, as per usual, with Blair and Barker. So, thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Bowmanville and the home of Paul Quantrill and Cal Quantrill, Port Hope, Ontario. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust protection.